like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time.
Indeed it is. And it was a real movie we went. It was so good to be back in the theater and see the movie on a big screen with the Dolby sound and all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. This was an AMC Dolby theater, yeah. Which I highly recommend.
It was
for one of the best experiences in film.
I know.
Was it a great experience with the film, Linny?
It was good just to be there, and there were a lot of good things about it. Unhinged. And it stars Russell Crowe, who growls and scowls his way through the entire movie.
You know, I don't know if that was a fat suit or not. I know he's been putting on weight.
Oh.
But they sure did make him look like a gorilla, didn't they?
Oh, they did. He didn't look like the gladiator anymore.
Oh, he's pretty rough. A road rage guy.
Right. It certainly is. And it started off, he was having a bad day. He goes to his ex-wife and her new partner's house, kills them with an axe, and then burns their house down.
So when Rachel is driving her little boy to work in her little Volvo.
Your old Volvo station wagon.
And she's right behind him.
Yep. And she's running late, as she usually does. Yes. She's talking to her ex-husband on her cell phone. Then she has a very important client cancel an appointment with her. So she's not having a good day either.
So she's right behind Russell Crowe's big pickup truck.
Yep, they're at a traffic light. The light turns green, and he doesn't move.
So she
makes the big mistake of laying on her horn.
Oh,
oh boy.
And Russell is not happy about this.
No.
He pulls up beside her, almost looking like if she would have apologized sincerely, he would have gone on his way.
Yep.
But she was not in any mood to do this.
He's going
to
make her eat crow.
Right. As an actress is Karen Pistorius, and she was quite good in
this. She was very good. Yes, she was.
He tells her he's going to teach her what a really bad day is.
That's right. The movie turns into a demolition derby of rage. During daytime traffic.
It almost looks like the L.A. freeway, but it's really New Orleans.
And causing brutal car crashes, just one after another. I lost count after a while. You know, big semi-trucks are sailing over the freeway, crashing into other cars. I thought it was expertly filmed. The cinematography, I thought, was very good, you know, capturing all these car crashes.
We never get Russell Crowe's name.
The man.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is their heavy-handed way of making it allegorical. So he's all divorced men who have lost their jobs, who are really angry.
He's just full of rage.
I remember you're asking me why I was laughing. I'm laughing because it's all so absurd.
I know. Well, you know, I was going to say that was one of the high points of the movie for me, was listening to you hoot with laughter next to me. And of course, I'm watching all this destruction and death. And
I know, right? God. Well, it's obvious to me that Crowe is just enjoying himself. In that formula, it's probable that things are going to turn around. If you're going to leave the theater feeling good, those filmmakers are going to let you feel good about it.
Right.
One of the motifs, the young single mom trying to arrange her life. She's partly responsible for the chaos.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because she doesn't show up on time.
Right.
But it is so much, I think, of the experience of many young women who find themselves the head of their household.
Right.
And have to get the kids to school on time.
They're handling a lot of things.
Have to keep their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up on modern themes in our thriller movies, the one of home invasion, taking it from the road and bringing it back into the home.
Yep.
And we all protect our homes, and we all want to make sure and feel safe.
Right, we want to feel safe in our home. If there's anywhere that we should feel safe, it is in our own home, so...
Well, Linny, do you think this is a movie you could recommend?
Unhinged? Not really. I mean, I'll give it my grade now. I'll give it a C because it's very monotonous in some points. It's just car crash after car crash until the man meets Rachel's friend when she goes to her mother's home. And then it starts to get a little bit different. But it's not a great movie, but it was entertaining. The most entertaining thing for me was listening to you laugh about it.
All right. Obviously, I enjoyed the movie. I'm going to give it a B because I think it fulfills the formula for this kind of a movie. Part of the joy is sitting there and knowing that they're going to fulfill those. How masterfully the action takes place and how, as absurd as it is, I'm drawn in.
And it's not light and cheerful, that's for sure.
It isn't.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.